views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen. It's great to be back with you, like it always is every week. And, you know, I look forward to the show every Thursday. Now, if you're new to my show, you can learn a little bit more about me at my website, www.jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com, if you are not familiar with who I am. But I want to welcome all the new listeners. We have all kinds of new listeners, and I want to say thank you for writing in. You can always send in a question to radio@jenroyster.com if you listen to the podcast or archive of this show later. If you want to call in anytime during an episode that we have live, 1-800-930-2819. Now, today's a really amazing day. And our topic is about what's going on today. It's April 7, 2016, and we have a new moon, but it's a super new moon, and it's an Aries one. And it's a very powerful energy. So I thought, what a great topic to just dive in, understand the energy of this particular new moon and what it can do for us. Now, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, a super new moon is one that's just physically closer, so it seems bigger to us. And we've had quite a few of those in the last year, but a lot of times we talk about the ones at the full moon, but this is a new moon today. It comes in with Aries energy, so it's strong, and it's very dynamic and proactive. If you are new to this kind of thinking, you know, this is all about the metaphysical approach and different perspectives of life on this show. Aries energy is interesting anyway, because it's a very go get it, you know, just very proactive. It's fiery. It's the beginning, you know, new beginnings. It's a great energy to get a new project off the ground, to dive into something brand new without the fear getting in the way. So this is a great opportunity if you are trying to forge into something new, and it being with the new moon and the super moon. There's a lot of energy there that can help you and drive you into success. So when I did the show for the whole month of April, I said this was going to be a great month, and it is. This energy can really work to your better interests if you allow it. I mean, nothing can make you do anything. But I wanted to discuss today how we could live better. Just think about that, living better. I mean, doesn't that sound great? You know, well, how can we live better? How can we live better than what we feel? Are you waiting for it to get better? Or are you taking a proactive approach into making a choice to live better? So we're going to be discussing that today. And how this energy can affect you, or how this energy can help you along. It's really more about how it can help you. You may be feeling some of that energy already. I always feel the influences of the energies when the moon or a planetary alignments shift. I feel them about a week ahead. I don't know what that is. It's just consistent with me. By the time they get here, It's already, I've experienced it for a few days. And some people, they don't feel it like that. They'll feel it right on it, or they'll feel it after. That doesn't matter. The fact is, it's there. And it can help you. Every alignment actually can. This one is exciting because we've all been ready for something new, something to improve. We want things to get better. Well, this is a great opportunity for you to dive in and take part in making it better by working with this energy. Now, because it's very fiery and it's an Aries kind of energy right now, you might be feeling impatient. You know, that's normal. It's part of it. It's that excitement that I can't wait. I want it right now. Well, you're going to work on redirecting that energy into taking action versus being impatient with something that isn't already there. So I just want to give you a heads up. If you feel like, well, it's not influencing me very positively, I feel very impatient and cranky or aggravated with things, It's taking a step back, deep breath, and go, okay, that's that energy I'm feeling. So how can I redirect that in a positive way? Another big one that I'm experiencing, and I'm sure others are too, is the creativity that's waking up and the ideas coming in and the new paths that are opening up. It's not just one or two. It seems like they're popping up all over the place. There's so many that it can feel a little disorganized. So I'm recommending to start jotting those things down, making a note, whether you do a recording in your phone or take a notepad and write it down. Keep a journal on the computer. Whatever it takes, write down those ideas or those thoughts, because they're going to form into a path that's going to be great. It's going to be amazing for you. It's going to make sense, but we have to sort of put it out there and brainstorm it and organize it. Think about that. Think about how you would mastermind a project, so to speak, with others. Well, this is happening within ourselves. I find that so fascinating how I feel like I'm having this mastermind group and it's within my own mind. And I'm going, oh my gosh, go over here, go over there, do all these things. And I have to pull back and I have to go, okay, wait, let's get organized. This is very exciting energy and there's a lot of things we can accomplish, but it's going to be much more proficient if you line it up a little bit. You know, you let your logic mind get in there and organize it for you. Michael is great. Archangel Michael is great to call on for that. He can help you come up with a plan. And you don't have to overthink it. I mean, you just want to line it up, get a little bit more organized if you have a lot of energy coming in all at the same time. I've noticed that I've had spurts of that. And it comes in at all hours of the day, of course. And I love it because I know that things are waking up. Something brand new is sprouting. If you've been planting seeds for a while, they're coming up. Yeah. That garden is happening. And it's like, okay, now how do I tend to it? How do I keep it healthy? How do I keep it growing to produce a bounty for me later, you know? So this is all the kind of thing that this energy right now can help you. Now, some of you may be saying, I haven't even started anything yet. Okay, great. This energy is going to help you do that as well. It's going to help you either start something, come up with a plan. It'll also help you weed out what you need to remove. You can use this energy in lots of different ways. Probably one of the most favorite parts about it for me is the fear won't be so in the way. You know, for the procrastinator, for the one that's like, oh, I don't know, I'm afraid to dive in and try, I might mess up, that kind of thing. It'll be a little easier right now. So you might want to take advantage of that. If that's a tendency for you and you really want to try something, now's the time to do it. And don't be afraid to make a mistake. Don't be afraid to make a mistake, because this is so amazing. And it's a great opportunity. Now, in a few weeks, Mars, which is, you know, kind of the ruler of Aries, you know, Mars is going to go into a retrograde, which will slow things down, and then you'll be able to take a break. But now is a take action time. So I believe it's around the, I think it's around the 18th, 17th. I'm trying to find that date. I had it written down. When it goes into retrograde, which means that all this pushing and driving energy will slow down a little bit. That's when you take a break and a rest. The universe naturally has things balanced for us. So know that that's a great idea. I mean, that's great. It balances it for us. It gives us time to, okay, let's get in there and go for it. Okay, now go take a break. And balance is everything, right? Balance is everything. So now's the time to put something in action, whether it's cleaning up, doing some spring cleaning, making your list, getting organized with your take action. Another thing that's great about this energy is it's going to bring in a lot of clarity on what direction is going to be the best for you, or what you really, really want. So think about those things. The lines are open for the hour if you want to call in. I do see we have a caller. We're going to be taking a break. As soon as we come back, we'll take that caller. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about living better and taking the energy of this April 7 new moon and using it to our best and highest outcome. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
So I'm back to the velvet underground, back to the
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming
WBLQ.
Half of your love is just. We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And if you're just tuning in, our topic today is living better. How can we live better? And we're also focusing on the April 7, which is today, the new supermoon, which is in Aries, which is a very power-driven, take-action energy that can really help you accomplish things that you want to in your life. And Brian, I saw that we had a caller. Why don't we do that?
Yes. Amy from Pennsylvania. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Amy. Welcome. What would you like to share with us, or do you have a question?
I do have a question. With this new moon going on, do you see any changes coming up with me with the relationship that had just broken up? Yeah, we had just broken up.
Ugh. Okay, and you want to know with this, well, you have new beginnings, obviously. We all do. Yours is with going in a different direction, obviously. That's not something that you don't already know. But what I do see this new moon being able to do, and this is feeling really good for you, Amy, because my heart just is smiling right now, almost made me tear up. What can feel kind of heavy when something like that changes in your life, even if we know it was the right thing to do, it still feels weird and new and strange because we're so used to it being a certain way. You have big opportunities right around the corner for you. And I'm asking Michael, how can this help her in the most way? He's saying to me immediately for you, Amy, he's saying to take your focus into things that you were always putting aside that you wanted to do, but you wouldn't because they would interfere with the relationship that's over. Does that make sense? He keeps showing me that there was things that you weren't doing because you just felt like they would be in the way or you couldn't in that relationship. Does that make sense?
No,
it doesn't make sense. That's okay. Because it feels like there's some things, and maybe you have to think about it a little bit if it just broke up, because I'm really seeing that so strong that there's things that you really want to do that you haven't done or you wouldn't do because of where it was. But now that you can, and it's almost like I don't even know how to reconnect with that anymore. You want to put some energy and focus into, okay, that was something I wanted to do before, but I didn't because I was in that relationship and it just would have not worked out that way. But now that I can do it, putting your energy into that is going to be very, very powerful for you to fuel this new moon energy into, to really take you in a positive direction. So you might have to do a little bit of thinking on it, dreaming on it, to remember what it is if it's been a long time. Was this a relationship that went on for a while?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that might be why, because it's been pushed down. So, but he's so strong with that. And it's actually, I keep seeing like there's a couple of things that you were going, ooh, I would love to do that. But then you changed your mind and didn't, and probably did forget about it. But they're going to come back to you. And it's going to be two to three different ideas or directions. And then the beautiful thing is you get to choose which one you want to do. You can do one at a time. I would recommend exploring one at a time when they pop up. But they feel like they're just down in there waiting for you to tune and redirect the energy to that. It's going to be a letting go for you with the relationship that has ended, and it's truly letting it go. So this energy can help you do that as well. Does that make sense?
Together.
Hello?
It's not to get back together.
No, I'm not seeing that as much as I'm seeing that they want you to explore those things that you put on hold. That's what they keep showing me. They keep showing me you have things that are going to really bring you into a shining, happier life if you do those. Now, that doesn't mean it wouldn't come back together later, but instead of focusing on that right now, focus on those things that you put aside, that you could do now. Because when you feel better and you are more in aligned with a happier balance within yourself, relationships come in and they're much more healthier because we can bring more to the table. For example, on a relationship, when we're balanced inside, we can bring a balance into the relationship. And then the other person in the relationship would need to do the same. But that's when you're going to know whether you even want that to come back together or not. But this is an opportunity for you to explore Amy and what really Amy wants in her life and how much happier she could be. So it's kind of like a step 1-2 before trying to focus on trying to bring it back, because Amy is more than just the identity of a partner in a relationship, is what they keep saying to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense? It's not saying the relationship won't happen, or what if, and this is so important, Amy, because I'm actually very excited for you. This is really a good opportunity for you, even though it may not feel like it right now because it's kind of weird. What if you give yourself time to really see what Amy's all about, what she really likes to do, that it wouldn't draw in something that would be a better relationship versus trying to rekindle something that was or wasn't ever going to be any better than it was? And that doesn't mean the other person's wrong. Maybe it's just the alignment isn't there. However, if you do this, it could also bring it back together in a more positive way. So sometimes these are opportunities for us to have a restart and refocus and build ourselves into something better than we were before. But we have to be able to do that within ourselves. We have to be with ourselves to do that. Does that make sense? Hello?
She must have hung up.
She hung up, so
she can call back. We'll put it back on again.
Yeah, that's okay. I think she got the answer.
Yeah.
She's thinking a lot, so she's got some thinking to do on that. But thank you. Okay, let's keep powering on. Now, we're talking about the new moon energies of today, and they're super moons, so they're very strong. And this energy, and that was, you know, I'm going to follow along with what Amy was asking, because we have to go, this energy in this whole year is about taking it a little deeper. And that was one of the things I was going to bring up. So the call was like, the timing was crazy on that. The whole year is about a spiritual depth within ourselves. We have to not avoid who we really are, what's really right for us. Now, this energy can help us in a positive way embrace that, because we all are going to go through that. We all go through, you know, avoiding who we are, avoiding. We go through the motions, we pretend, you know, we do the whole thing. And, you know, in the last couple of years, we've been disassembling that pretty much. We've just been, that's been falling apart. It's not working. We can't keep up with that. We don't want it anymore. So now we're looking, well, what do we want? And the you know, we have to go into a place where we will allow ourselves to get to know who we are deep inside. So if you're going through something where something's leaving your life or something's falling away, this is definitely an incredible opportunity for you, because now you don't have to worry about everybody else that's in the, in there that you have to worry about offending or, you know, imposing on. You can do what's right for you and make sure that you have time to focus on that. So I love, to be honest, even when I'm, you know, with people or not with people, I actually love my time now that I have where I can reflect on who I am and where I want to go with things and what I want to contribute while I'm still here. And you don't have time to do that if you're continually distracted in other ways. So relationships are wonderful, and relationships can support us or they can be a hindrance if they're not in alignment. So I'm always, you know, I feel for people that are going through something like that, because they, you know, when you're going through it, you might be feeling grief, you might be feeling this emptiness, you might be feeling this sadness. Let this energy help you explore something better, because when something falls away, something will always come in and replace it, but we have to allow that to happen. So we don't want to be afraid to look at something new and something different. And it's not the end of the world as it may feel right now. There's great opportunities in there. Now, with that, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to still dive in a little bit more with this April 7 super new moon energy in Aries that can really help us take action and make things happen in our life. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Only true in fairy tales and for someone else.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is living better. And it's not about waiting for it to get better. It's about taking action to and choosing. And choosing is huge. Taking action and choosing to make it better. How can you take action and choose to make your life better? Now I want to go over a few tips on how to really use the energy of this super new moon, okay? So it's going to help you to start thinking about what needs to be done, okay? Or what you need to tend to in your life, what needs work, what needs my attention. That's going to help you get organized. Now, it's also a bit of an emotionally charged moon. They're going to run a little hot. You know, the Aries energy or personality traits can be impatience or fiery and, you know, quick to anger sometimes. That they can also be very positive and proactive. So I want you to be aware that emotions can feel a little more charged. They can feel a little more charged. You may feel energy that you just can't seem to move very well. So I highly recommend finding a healthy way to move that energy through, whether it be taking a walk, exercising, doing something creative. Look for an outlet to just redirect that energy into. That can help you so much if you feel that the emotions feel a little intense, okay? And this isn't even the full moon yet. This is the new moon. So just keep that in mind. Now, it is like I said, that fiery sign. So watch out, because you may feel overly emotional when you have conversations. You may not like some of the things that you'll see about yourself. That doesn't mean it's a lost cause. That's just showing you some awareness on what you would like to improve. So when you see something like that, take the note. It's, you know, if you're feeling sensitive, it's hard to do. And I realize that. But look at it and go, okay, I need to look at this. I don't like it. I don't want to feel bad about myself. So what can I do about it? What can I do to change it? That's what this energy can help you do. It can feel, it can help you do it easier than it would have been at another time. You know, when this kind of energy is around, you can grab it and just go, okay, now's the time to do something about this situation I don't really like. I can fix this. I can change it. I can just go for it. I highly recommend some meditation and just breath work, maybe spring cleaning. For me, I love to paint, you know, at the easel. So I love gardening too. Man, I'm going to tell you, if I just have a day where I feel like I'm getting out of sorts, just getting in there and getting dirty in the garden is perfect for me. You know, I just feel like it just grounds me. Now, it just depends on what you like to do. Maybe you just like to walk. Maybe you just like to read. Maybe you just like to listen to music. be selective with that music. Use music that will put that mood into the, to calm you or tame you if you feel like you're having some trouble with your emotional outburst kind of thing. Because we don't want to be attacking, and we don't want to attack ourselves. We don't want to attack another like that. We want it to be productive. We want to use it in a very powerful way. This is another way also you can really get in there and start thinking about your intentions. And I'm going to call them seeds. Here we are in spring. So if you had seeds of intention or potential, what would those seeds be? What would you plant about you? What would you plant with intention? Because this is a really good time to do that for manifesting it. Very good time. Absolutely. What could you plant with intention to improve? What would you like to change? What would you like to release? What would you like to see grow into something bigger? And absolutely with relationships, on that note, with the relationships, and I've seen so much with relationships in the last year, with relationships falling away, changing, you name it. Instead of it being about a particular person or group you're trying to have a relationship with, for those going through something like that, I recommend focusing on what you want in a relationship, so it can come into you instead of it being about it, trying to make it be with a certain setup, person, group, place, job, whatever. Lay out what you want in it. What would you say? What would be my ideal relationship for me? What would be my ideal job? What would be my ideal group of friends? You know, kind of thing like that. So it can bring it in. That way you're being clear with the universe. This is what I would like. So it can bring it in, because sometimes we're shutting it all out because we've got a sort of tunnel vision, trying to make it go a certain way. And that's us trying to control it to go a certain way versus opening and expanding and casting that net wide. So the universe can bring in other opportunities that could be a better match or a better fit for us. And we don't see them because we're only seeing it happen a certain way. Wow, that's something to think about. It really is. Maybe you've always done business a certain way. Maybe you've always approached things that you take care of with what you have, with your task. Maybe you've always done it the same way, a certain way. Now it feels redundant. It's downright boring. And you need a change. You need to switch it up. You need to put a little spark in there. You need to feel excited about it again. What could you do to make it exciting? What could you do to bring that life back into what you're doing? Because sometimes we're just improving on what we already have established. That's big too. And it's not always a brand new thing. There is a lot of brand new going on because we realize, wow, that's just got to go. I've got to rebuild something else. But what if it's just tweaking what you already have? This is great for that. What could you bring to the table? What could you do differently? What could you switch up? You name it. Sometimes we have to just write these little ideas and thoughts down. Like I said at the beginning, we have to just start jotting them down or keeping some sort of journal of all these little flashes of ideas and different things that come in. Because when creativity energy starts flowing in, and it has been quite creative this year because it is trying to bring in something new for all of us. The whole thing is to bring all of us up to a higher and better version of who we are, right? So creativity can do that. You have to have creativity to come up with something new. You have to have creativity to go in a new direction because it starts to wake up and you spark options and you start seeing past the same thing. sometimes when we are so used to it going the same way all the time, we can't see all the opportunities on the roadside that we're missing. We're just looking straight. We're not seeing all of this stuff that's coming up, and we're missing it. And you don't want to miss those opportunities. You want to explore them. Check them out. If you don't like it, then keep moving, because more will come. But don't miss the opportunities because you're only seeing that one way to go. Now's the time to explore a couple of different routes. If you were thinking about take that same route every day, how many different routes are there to get to that same destination, or get to that destination happier, better, more efficient, more productive, financially, you name it, all of the above. I mean, it's a very unlimited potential right now. So if you feel energy is smacking you around a little bit and you feel downright irritable, find a way to move and redirect that energy into something productive, even if it's just cleaning your house or organizing a closet, anything, just to get it going. Okay. Maybe you want to redesign this and that. I mean, I'm doing quite a bit here with my own work, redesigning websites, redesigning, trying to bring the show live video streaming. It's a lot of work, but it's got me excited and alive because I want to keep making it better. So I leave you with that before we go to break, because there's so much potential just waiting to come in. And now's the time to grab it with this kind of energy. You want to take advantage of this right now. We're talking about the April 7 new supermoon energy in Aries. That's really a take action type of energy. It's the time to make things happen in your life. Living better, it's your choice. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
today. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
And here we are for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We've been talking about living better and how can we choose to live better. We're working with the April 7th new supermoon energy that's in Aries. It's a very take action. It's a manifesting energy. Guys, you want to make the most of this. On April 19th is when the Mars will go retrograde and slow things down. So now's the take action time. You'll have time to rest then in a couple of weeks. So just know that, you know, take action now. Now, a couple of more ways that you can use this energy. Use it to set your intentions and your desires. What is it that you want? Just think about them. Think about what you want as much as you can. Use affirmations. If you want to be healthy, use the affirmation, I am healthy. I am. Remember, everything you say behind I am is very powerful. That's being very clear with the universe what that you want. You know, that's claiming that you have that within you and that you are part of that big connection. Now, another thing that you could do, you've got intentions and ideas and dreams that you want, and you're going to be clear and set those intentions and dreams. Then another great thing would be to start making room for it. Start clearing out and making room for that so it will bring them into reality. Because you have to be, you know, we can ask and we can want a lot of things, but it's a lot easier if there's a room for it. So if you need to clear out some things so you have room to bring them in, then do that. Very good time for that. Very powerful time for that. Now, another thing is being patient with yourself. And do your best, being patient with others. You know, that one probably feels challenging, I know. But patience will feel a little, it'll feel challenged because this is such a fiery energy. But just know that it's the energy that you can redirect, that impatience, redirect it into something that you can do something about versus, you know, being impatient with something you can't control. Just don't waste that energy there. That's not going to do you any good. Patience is going to help you a lot for the coming months, for several months, because there's going to be back and forth. There's going to be times to take charge, and then there's going to be times to slow down, rest, absorb, get organized again about where you want to go next. So the universe has a beautiful plan where this energy comes in and out. And it always reminds me of the ocean, you know, the ebb and flow of the waves coming in and out. And it's like, go for it when it's coming in. And then when it goes out, take a break, rest, know that the opportunity comes back again and it keeps recycling that way. And just know that, deep within you, just know that. It's like not over with because it's slowed down. Because things will fire up and then they'll slow down, then they'll fire up again. That's just how it works. Now, April's new moon energy, it's very fiery. but it can feel like there's a lot of different emotions in there, a lot of different energy. So a lot of proactive energy, a little bit of impatience that I want you to be aware of. And that's just part of Aries energy. When it feels impatient, redirect that. Just find a way for that energy to move through in something productive. If you feel like that, go clean out something so you can make room for those things that you want to bring in. It's a very powerful energy to make a lot of headway in every area of your life. You can really feel like you are busting through some blocks with this one. So learn that. That's really the two keys of this energy. When it feels impatient, cranky, irritable, redirect it into something. You may have to just physically do something, gardening, running, walking, you know, something. Instead of it just being about complaining or being angry, just redirect that energy into something productive. And then when you're feeling, ooh, here come the ideas. Write them down. Organize it. Then don't just sit there and do that. Pick something off the list and accomplish it. Make a directive action to move toward it. Go for it. Do it. You know, even if it's like a big project, start breaking it down into smaller blocks that you can go, okay, I got like 10 things I've got to do on this big project for it to happen. I got to start somewhere, get an organized list and start ticking those things off and going with it. You will, before you know it, you'll have it accomplished. Because when you have a real big project that you might be working on, that can feel overwhelming if you're looking at the whole big picture. And then you get disorganized if it doesn't have a directive plan. So set a plan in action and start taking at piece one at a time. If you have to turn your phone off, if you have to turn things off to get it done, then do it. Do it your way. I want to say that to you. As one of the biggest things that came in from the angels, and it literally just came in a few minutes ago, it's like, just make sure you tell them to make sure they're doing it their way with passion and a big smile on their face, knowing that they've got it and it's all coming from within them and it's real and it's authentic. If you get to know your true authentic self, it will never fail you because it knows exactly which direction for you to go for your happiness and your best success. Not anybody else's way, not the way it used to be, but where you're going, because the past is already done. You know, don't keep looking back, look forward. If you look back, what we do in reflective times, like a retrograde, we could say, okay, we did it that way then. What could we do this way better? What could we do now in a better way? You know, always look for what could improve things. You know, we're always growing. We're constantly going to be growing. We're constantly going to be changing. It won't be the first or the last time we do this. It's a journey. The whole thing is part of being here in this life. It's experiencing the journey itself, not just the end result. Once you get to the end of one dream, then there'll be another one and another one and another one. And it just continues. And that's life. Life is something to be enjoyed, not just endured. Keep that in thought. Please do check out my website, jenroyster.com. It's JenRoyster.com. If you need a little encouragement, I have free guided meditations over there. There's several different ones for different things. You can download, listen to them for free. We have where you can book private sessions if that's something that you want to do. And join our newsletter because we're working on lots of new things coming with workshops. We have the live streaming that's going to be coming up, the video live streaming. And I'm just working on all of that right now. It's quite a bit that I'm working on. But if you want to stay in the loop and be, we put out a newsletter once a week. It'll keep give you the shows that are coming up, the live radio shows. It'll also give you any of the things that are coming up in the next few weeks. So I wish you all much love, much happiness, and I wish you so much success. And enjoy the process of working with this incredible energy in this time. I know all of you will find something in this energy that you can make your life better. So live better and choose to live better. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.